For Star News, I'm Alexander Jones, and I'm joined now by the President of the National Union of Students, Liam Burns, who's here in St Andrews to outline the benefits and maybe even the disadvantages of joining the National Union of Students. We're expecting a referendum in November when we will get the chance to decide whether or not we want to join. Liam, first of all, could you maybe outline for us the advantages of joining the National Union of Students?
We're a campaigning organisation, and what we do is try and put more money back in students' pockets. So if you look at some of the wins that NUS Scotland's had in particular over the past few years, things like £30 million in university loans and grants, things like stopping EMA being cut, things like £24 million in college bursaries, creating a tenancy deposit scheme so that your landlords can no longer rip you off when you try and leave your flat by taking your deposit off you unfairly. All of this stuff is about how do we make students' lives better. Now, of course we'll do that for all students across the UK, whether you're in membership or not. But an amazing SRC like St Andrews, with students who go on to great things and are always politically active and campaigners, that will help us do it better, it will help us do it faster. So there's two benefits. There's one to us, and I'm being really selfish. I want St Andrews in because you guys will help us win better things nationally. The benefit to St Andrews students is when we do it better, we benefit your students. And I guess my argument is, when you've tot up about £50 million of wins back into students' pockets, I think we are incredibly relevant to students at St Andrews.
And when there's campaigns that maybe students in St Andrews feel they disagree with that you run, what can they do about that?
Well, one of the misconceptions is the idea of joining NUS, you lose independence. Nothing can be further from the truth. The relationship is, your students' union is my boss. It's not like a trade union where the centre sends out a line to the members. So if you disagree with what NUS is saying, not only can you say that publicly, we will help you to say that publicly, because our job is to help you be as good at campaigning as you can be. So you lose absolutely no independence in your message. In fact, being in membership means you can tell me what to say and what not to say. So if anything, you gain independence.
Yesterday, in an interview with Star, the principal, Louise Richardson, said that the cost, which you yourself said today would be £21,000, would come out of society's funding. Is that true?
No, it's not true, in the sense that your executive makes the call on how they pay for it. So let me do a few things. One, I deeply respect Louise. I think she's a very good principal. I'm not quite sure why she's wading into this debate. I don't think it's her place. I think it's up to students to have this debate. So where you take that money from, if you need to take it from anywhere, it's very much up to your exec who you hold to account. The second issue is that 21k is the amount of money that we would ask for, not in the first year, in the second year once we ramp it up. And also, it's not as simple as that. If you want to sell NUS Extra, which is a discount card that sells saves students on average £200, then you will make revenue over that. That puts about £1.6 million back into students' unions. That would take your affiliation fee down. If you buy into our digital platform, that will make you money. That takes your affiliation fee down. You buy into a buying consortium. Now, you'd need to test this, but I think it would save you money, so it would take down your affiliation fee. And the other thing is, in the context of NUS, 10 years ago, we were 90% reliant on affiliation fees from student unions. We are now 40% reliant, with a commitment to be 30% reliant in 3 years' time. Your affiliation fee will be cut year on year on year, because we know that student unions should be putting that money into societies and campaigning, not to NUS. So we are far more financially robust. So yes, the headline's 21k. In reality, it doesn't need to be that. But that's up to St Andrews and students to decide.
We know that St Andrews is one of the more wealthy universities. It still has huge budgetary difficulties, but in comparison with many other universities, it does have better off students. Would St Andrews students be subsidising poor students in other universities?
No, because the campaigns that we work on day in, day out are still just as relevant to St Andrews students. So take accommodation, for example. HMO legislation came about because students died in Glasgow after a fire, and NUS Scotland campaigned for safety legislation to come in. NUS Scotland has been key to make sure that HMO quotas are not put in place, which would be a massive issue for St Andrews students, and continues to be a point of contentious debate locally. Tenancy deposit schemes. The idea that your landlord would take money off you to clean the carpet because you broke a mug, when that's not what a safety deposit is about. The fact that we managed to win the campaign to put in a third party scheme so that your landlord can't do that anymore, that saves St Andrews money. So our campaigns are relevant, and they're relevant because we work for students across a broad spectrum, from tiny colleges to massive universities. And at the moment you can't influence that. But I could promise you, if St Andrews came in, you would be a big voice within our democracy, because you're prestigious, you've got clout. You would call lots of the shots within NUS.
And finally, I want to turn to ideology. Are you personally a member of the Labour Party?
Yes, I am a member of the Labour Party, and I guess what you're getting to is that one of the criticisms of NUS faces is that it's a Labour talking shop. Now, no smoke without fire. But 10 years ago, I wouldn't have a leg to stand on, and I think we were far too much dominated by Labour Party politicking rather than working for students. Now, since then, I would challenge anyone to come up with evidence that we are not absolutely about the politics of students, not the politics of parties. So it's not surprising that you get more Labour Party members involving themselves in NUS. We are a union. One leads to the other. But in our executive, we have Liberal Democrats, we have Greens, we have Conservative members, and actually the vast majority of our executive are free of any sort of party political affiliation. We were the most critical of Labour and their tuition fee policy. One of the criticisms I often get is that people think that I'm pro-nationalist because I've been nothing but singing the praises of SNP for lots of their policies on university and colleges over the years. My own values and my own politics, of course, shapes what I prioritise within NUS, but that has nothing to do with the colour of the card in my wallet and everything to do with what I think is best for students.
Thank you for speaking to Star. Liam Burns, thank you.
Thank you.